Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1152. We'll learn it today. Lili Nishmas Moiv Shadayif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moishan Lufu Shalem Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Getting back to Amalach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so I just want to talk about something. It's not so much trapping per se, but since we're on the subject a little bit of animals, the subject of animals are spread throughout various different malachas. Of course, it's spread throughout muksa. Animals in general are muksa. We mentioned last time even one's pet and so on. So therefore, there's no real malacha per se that pertains to animals. They pertain to various different types of malachas, right? Killing, obviously, is one. Trapping is another, and so on. Muksa is not a malacha, but muksa is another subject, whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, so I just want to talk a minute about feeding animals. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings something down, interesting point. In general, so people should be aware. So he says like this in Perek Chof Zayin, okay, in Perek Chof Zayin, Ois Chof Gimel, Kol Balei Chaim She'ein Emoitze Loi Mazen, any type of animal, a person has their own whatever, dog or cat, they live at home and so on, for Rav and that, and it's hungry, it's Motalite Lefot of Mazen Gam B'Shabes for Gam B'Yomtev. You're allowed to feed it. Bottom line is you're allowed to feed it. In general, you don't go feeding, we're not supposed, you're not allowed to feed animals outside, but if it's one's own animal, and they rely on you for the food, like a dog or whatever, so then one is allowed to feed it. Why? He says, the pasuk says, "Rachmav al kol masav." You have to have pity on all makings, all which is all creatures, which is also an animal. He says, so therefore, one would be allowed to. One has a dog. For well, somebody has a dog, you're allowed to give it a plate of food to eat. Gam im ein mezaynoisav al ha'adam. Even if it's your dog, the bottom line is if it's your dog, your dog. Okay, so I just want to mention another thing which he says, this is all the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and these are important things to know. Sometimes somebody does have a dog, they should know how to work with it. He says, Mutter Litein Euchlin Befiam. You could even put, let's say the, whatever the case is, the dog is not feeling so well or whatever the case is, and you have to actually put it into the dog's mouth. So he says, Mutter Litein Euchlin Befiam, Shall Oisen Habahemas, Shekoshel Hen Lakachas Euchel Baasman. And, or not a dog, let's say a type of an animal where it has to be fed whereby you have to put the food into its mouth. So he says, Sefer Shmir Shabbos, and ois chof hey, that you're allowed to do that. That's what he says. Mutalitin oichlim b'fien shall oisen a behemoth shekosh lehen lekachas oichlim ba'asman. If this is a type of an animal that it just can't take the food by itself, and this is how you feed it, then you're allowed to do that too. He says v'hu shehi zoher shloi letalta lesa behema aga v'achilasa. But good, even though you put it into the animal's mouth, but you should be careful not to move the animal. Obviously, the animal is muksa. He says ki kol balichayim muksa heim v'oisrim betiltal. Obviously, all animals are muksa. But the interesting thing that he says in ois tzaddik. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa v'nirish im habehema eni yechole lechol b'loi b'li shapuischim espia. If let's say the animal it can't eat for whatever the reason is, you have this animal, it's a pet, right? It relies on you for the food, let's say, and v'nirish im shim habehema eni yechole lechol b'li shapuischim espia, without opening up its mouth, machmas choli, for example, let's say it's sick, right? Yesh lahater mishum tsar balechayim. One will be allowed to open up its mouth even though you're moving the animal because of Tsar Balechayim. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Sometimes an animal has to be, something has to be done because of Tsar Balechayim. You have to know that it's much easier. It's much easier, like in this case, to put it into the mouth of the animal, even though you're moving it because of Tsar Balechayim, it's sick or whatever, one will be allowed to. So brings on the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and Ois Tzadik in the Ha'ar is on the bottom. Okay, so just in conjunction with that brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes is on page 342. He says, one is allowed to, in conjunction with that Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa that we just spoke about, because of Tsar Balechayim, one is allowed to move an animal in order to protect it from harm. So let's say in cases of whereby it's in a dangerous place, a person has their animal, and it's in a dangerous place, and it could get hurt. Let's say the animal is sick, whatever the case is, or it's lame, it hurt, it broke a limb or something, and it can't move. And right now it's sitting in a place whereby it could get hurt. So it's a question of tzar balachayim. So he brings down in conjunction with that, one is allowed to move an animal in order to protect it from harm. So he brings this down on page 342. Okay, but I just want to make it very clear that these are cases of tzar balachayim. Which is whereby either the animal's life is in danger or it's sick or something like that, and it can't get the food, otherwise it won't be able to eat, like we spoke about. But in general, one has to be careful. Animals in general are muksa, like we said, and even if it's one's pet, we spoke about a while back, also they're muksa according to most poskim in general. And if somebody, for whatever the case is, feels that they need they have to move the animal for whatever the reason is, and it's not a question of tzar balachayim or it's a pet, as situations do come up here and there, and things happen, so one definitely has to talk to a rav and find out if their situation calls for whereby they would be able to move the animal in that situation. But not just time to rely on it, that even, we have to know that even pets, as opposed to obviously regular animals, but even somebody's own pet, just like this stam, one is definitely not allowed to move on Shabbos als muksa. Now, I just want to mention one other thing, which we'll try and talk about when we get to the halachas of muksa more. We'll get into that. I don't want to get into that. I just, Agav Orcha, we're on the subject in reference to petting, let's say, lightly an animal whereby you're not moving it. So there is a Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Beis, the Vermaska Makanchab, Makanchab is Nav Hasus. Talks about the horse tail attached. Not that, it goes back and forth, the whole thing. But he does bly by Yitzarech Ian. In other words, it's not so clear if actually petting and not moving the animal per se, like just the hair part of the animal, the top part, which is, so that's already, it's a suffix. It's questionable. And he, Mishra Bir Halacha does bly by Yitzarech Ian. So again, the same thing, which is going to say over here, if one, for whatever reason need be, best preferably is not to pet an animal on Shabbat. And that's we're talking about one's own animal. Just time to go out and pet animals, that you don't do. That for sure. Now, we're talking about a case in time where somebody has an animal and for whatever reason it needs petting. So again, the same thing, one should be careful. One should talk to a Rav and find out if their situation calls for it, because it's not even just a question of petting. Some animals, when you pet, you're moving them also. So you have to know. Mm-hmm. And what type of hair does it have? You know, like what are we dealing with petting? Is it petting strong, petting light? So all these various different things. Each situation is different. Like we said, and animals in general are muksa. Even though it might be one's pet, so it's just regular petting. One should double check also if they feel need be for the sometimes for the mental health of the animal. So it could be a question of tzar balachayim. But again, one has to ask. Each situation is different when it comes to these various different shilas as far as petting animals and so on. But we did see in the beginning, b'shem shmir Shabbos kilchus, a question of tzar balachayim, like the animal won't have what to eat unless you really feed it, even if you move the mouth or whatever. Those type of things are easy over there. We said it was okay. But just stam like this, just petting, one has to definitely check with their rav and find out, what type of pet it is and what the situation calls for. We're not going to start going through all the various different type of pets, obviously, in the shiurim. That's not what it's all about. But each person should know in their own situation to ask and double check. I know even by myself, over the years, we had certain children growing up, whatever, certain pets, this type, that type, and there were various different times. Sometimes they had to be cleaned, they came up to their yom tif, whatever the case is, and there were various different situations. The various different shilas, also with a Rav mentioned to me in reference to a puppy somebody once got, and the puppy had to be brought up the stairs, it couldn't go up by itself. It's sort of various different times and places and situations that do come up. Sometimes the Al-Tsar Bar-Lachayim, like we said, Al-Tsar Bar-Lachayim, it's just the animal, there's no way out, it has to be moved. So again, a Rav has to be consulted, and each situation has to be assessed individually. That's basically the bottom line. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.